You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others.
Welcome back. Alrighty, in this episode, we're going to continue with the 10 tips of self-leadership. Sorry about that. The 10 tips to self-leadership. And we did first part. That was episode 302. Now we're going to move on to episode 303 with tips 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, the last five. Alrighty, now that got that confusion out of the way, let's move on. Number. Let's recap, first of all. Again, pen to paper, write it all down. You have to want to change. You want to set your goals and set realistic expectations of those goals and use a little backward planning. All right, so that's what we did there. Now, going forward, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, again, all of these are in no particular order, but number 6 is do not execute all at once. Start off one at a time. Do one at a time. Manage it. Don't feel like, hey, you've got all of this to do and I got to do it all right now. No, that's where you're going to lose things. That's where the details are going to start. Well, they're going to start to fall apart. You're going to be able to look at it, the big picture, but when you get into the minutiae, the details, the little things, that's where we're going to have problems. And when you forget the details, the little things, and you overlook the little things, that's where big things start to happen. So again, keep an eye on the plan, but execute one at a time. And when you feel it's okay to execute the next thing, then roll it in, but not everything all at once. Already, number 7, expect failure. Build that failure into your timeline. Remember the backward plan? Build failure. What happens if I don't win? What happens if I lose first and then I win? Well, you know, you lose, then you get back up again, then you win, right? So again, expect failure. If you are building, you're working on a plan for your life, either financial, mental, physical, whatever, and you fail, and you know, you fail to incorporate failure into that. That's what I should say. Guess what? You know, don't even bother. You have to have contingencies. You have to have plans. Remember, I talked about that earlier, about having that contingency. What if that country music thing did not happen for Tammy Wynette? That's right. She still had the license to cut hair. She'd still be making money. She'd still be putting food on the table, right? So again, expect failure. Build that into your timeline because it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if. It's a matter of when it's going to happen. Number 8, execute. Adjust your course and execute. Work at it. Just go. Launch. There is no perfect time to launch, but as I mentioned in number 6, don't execute everything all at once. Take your time. Layer it in. Phased array, right? Just bring it in. But execute, and then adjust your course, adjust your fire, and execute again. Don't wait for the perfect time. There never is a perfect time. It's going to have to happen. You're going to have to get punched in the face if you want to be a professional fighter. You're going to get punched in the face. Don't put it off. It's going to happen. And if you never get punched in the face, are you really a professional fighter? Right. A race car driver. You want to be a professional race car driver? Again, if you never get into the driver's seat and never take to the course, are you really a professional race car driver? Sure, you might have the stickers all over your suit, but hey, does that make you a professional race car driver? It's not until you get into the ring, not until you get into the track, not until you start doing what you're doing. So again, execute and adjust the course as you go along because things are going to happen. Remember number 7, failures, but continue executing. And don't worry about others. They have their own problems. They have their own agendas. They have their own things going on. Don't worry about others. Don't wait for them. Don't start and then look over. Well, nobody's looking at me. Of course, no one's looking at you. They're more worried about themselves than they are about you. So they have their own agenda. It may not fall in line with what you're doing, but that's okay. That's okay. Let them worry about themselves. You worry about you. You worry about you. Because I guarantee you, no one's going to walk up to you in 2 weeks and hand you $1 million. It only happens in books and movies. No, it does not happen in real life. You got to work for it. And everybody else is trying to work for that same $1 million. So out-hustle them, out-grind them, out-work them, out-do them, out-shine them, out-perform them. That's the only way. And don't stop to look at what they're doing. They're doing their thing to get to their $1 million, and they're not worried about what you're doing. Their hustle is to get to the $1 million. It's when you're close to getting yours that they start worrying. It's like, oh, then it's like, hey, what's he doing? Now they're going to start worrying. Now they're going to start criticizing you. Now they're going to badmouth you. But again, they're also going to do that if they never, ever get into the ring. If they've never, ever decided, hey, this is what I need to do to change my life, and they see you succeeding, and they're still where they were 2-3 years ago. They're still spinning the wheels. They're still bitter. They're still angry. They're still whatever they were 2 years ago. And you've grown. You've matured. You've moved on. And you're making life happen. Again, it's not your fault. It's not your fault that they're still where they are. It's your fault that you've moved on to where you need to be. Remember that. So again, don't worry about what others think, say, or do. They have their own agenda. Remember that. All right, number 10. Keep building. Keep adding to your goals. Keep growing no matter what. Don't stop growing. Do not stop growing. What does this mean? It means just keep going. You've reached your goal of $1 million. What's to say, hey, why can't I have $5 million? Work towards that. You have $5 million. Hey, how can I get to $10 million? You know, again, stay debt-free. Be debt-free. Stay debt-free. That's how it works. You keep adding to your goals. You want to be a professional this? Then be the best professional at what you do. You have to work at it. You can't stop. And then once you're the top-tier professional, then you got to keep working to stay there. Because I guarantee you, someone else has that same desire to change their life. And now they're working to get to their goals. No, you don't need to worry about them. They're up and coming. That's fine. Sure, you can help people. That's what you should do as a leader, is help people up. But remember, while you're helping them up, you got to keep helping yourself up too. So remember that. No matter what, keep building on what you've done. Keep adding to your goals. Keep building. Keep growing. No matter what, you can't stop. The only time you stop is when you're dead. And then you're not really stopping, because if you've built a legacy along the way, you live forever. And that is simple. That is true. That is the most truest statement I've ever heard. Most truest statement I've ever said. If you're building a legacy now, you never truly die. Think about that one. All right. So there they are. The 10 tips to self-leadership in two parts. Let's recap them real quick. Number one, put pen to paper, write it all down. You need to have that want to change is number two. You want to set your goals. Doesn't matter what they are. Set your expectations. Set real expectations to those goals. Begin the backward planning. Figure out how you're going to get there. Do not execute all at once. Expect failure. Build that into your timeline. But continue to execute. Adjust your course and continue to execute. Don't worry about others. They have their own agenda. And lastly, keep building. Keep growing. Never stop. Build a legacy.
I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books, and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at @DaveGuerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra, Dave_Guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time. Be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.